That obviously can be very problematic for sound. Diesel truck with a trailer passing by
And a
one
horse in the
direction and a horse
foreground.
going the other direction definitely causes problems. Shouldn't let friends drink and drive. Yo.
I think Junior and Chris will probably have a strong relationship. Even when we do go into season three, I see them as always being two characters that'll be have a polarity within the episodes,
D read their palms. He's actually more than just an associate producer. He has talents beyond any of our
The
wildest
runes, I've
imaginations.
done numerology for them, yeah.
This is stolen from season one. Was not shot with the episode. As you can see, or did see, there's green trees everywhere on the left side of the screen behind Chris in this as well. In one of these upcoming shots, we painted out the nose of the horse because if she wasn't riding Wildfire. It was a shot in season one and wasn't intended to be in the episode. But as we got to this scene, we elected to do so.
And this montage was taken from different episodes, like Garfield said, just to make a transition.
This definitely was product placement. We knew in advance. She's got smooth legs now. You see all those boxes, those things? I think originally we had in the scripts, like, what do they think I am, a monkey or something like that, but we ended up ditching it.
Do we have product placement with these cell phones? I wonder which ones we're using.
We haven't established any contracts with them yet. In the future, you really should.
Yeah.
Motorola, Nokia.
Razor.
Razor.
That's
Razor.
Motorola.
This scene was color timed, that drive up establisher of the
Airport.
airport. The sky was dimmed for night much more considerably than it was actually shot.
What did you most enjoy
Do,
working
do.
about Wildfire? That doesn't make sense.
It's a very, very difficult question to answer, without question. But really, just everything we go through, like challenges,
Yeah.
anything you have to do to get the show to be as good as you can be in your particular field is what everybody should be thinking of and
Yeah. I think it's
whatever that
stimulating
brings.
working on TV because there's so many different facets and functions that we go through, from the offline process through the online, the color correction, the sound, the ADR. Every 3 or 4 weeks we put out a little movie and then we do it again.
Sometimes it's harder. Like you can't get a boom in here unless it's underneath. And I'm not a sound mixer, but sometimes it's more difficult to shoot in these locations because of obvious size constraints with cameras, crew, focus puller, operators, director will be outside in most cases.
So that's not a breakaway car.
Could be. But they're in New Mexico,
Yeah, I
so
doubt it.
it's harder to get that there.
Jim, once again.
And the establisher of this building is actually our stage in New Mexico. I don't know if we've touched on that before, which I think works really well.
Yeah, they put up an awning and the neon lights. Although it's not Pete's any longer, it's actually Bobby's, right?
It's going to change.
Yeah. You could put not Pete's or do a whole new sign that says Bobby's.
Not Pete's. In these scenes where you see crowd everywhere, we have what's called loop groups and Foley, and everybody, generally five or six people will come in and they'll actually pick characters in the background. And anytime you see their mouths flap and have conversation, we fill it and they actually improvise a scene and we cut it lowly behind our production or cast dialogue and fill scenes that way. any footsteps, any glass clinks, anything.
That'd
you think
be Foley,
of.
Yeah.
Yeah. All filled approximately, I don't know, three weeks to a month after it was filmed.
And just to mention, the Waller Group we use is Speakeasy, headed up by Georgia Simon, the supervisor. She does a great job wrangling actors for these different scenes.
Oh yeah, should mention the agent, Kerry Connolly.
Right.
Episode 2007, he was originally scripted to have the name Gary Caruso. He changed his name from Gary Caruso to Kerry Connolly.
Kerry Connolly, yeah.
And that's what was originally scripted in the show. And Sean Piller, one of our executive producers, decided that you wouldn't change your name from Gary to Kerry, and that you would change your name from Garfield to Kerry. I don't see why you would do anything like that, but he thought of it. Or actually, our assistant editor thought of it, pitched it to Sean, he bought it, and I came back to the office and was told that I was in the show, and I immediately called him a punk, and it works, man.
It was a great in-joke.
It was funny.
It was.
Definitely worked. Those cuts can be, I don't edit the show, but those cuts can be somewhat difficult because you see Jillian was playing with her hand in both the shot of Danny and the shot of her close-up.
As far as matching.
In both sequences, she was doing exactly the same thing, which helps us considerably. So thank you very much, Charlotte.